This morning we're going to talk now about tearjerkers, the songs, the films, the art, perhaps that has brought a tear to your eye. This week, Prunsha Sokin was on a mission for a Radio 4 documentary to find one thing that can make him well up, because he struggles to cry. What makes you cry? What moves you? Or do you ever cry? Well, on the line, the journalist, Dara Keeney. Morning to you, Dara.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. What makes you cry, then?
This is just you and me, Stephen, yeah? No one else is listening, yeah?
Yeah, just between you and I.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Dara Keeney, and I am a crier, Stephen. I have been since an early age. I remember sport at the, like, movies at the very start would have got me, like, when Rocky's coach Mickey died, when E.T. and Elliot had a tough time at the end of the movie. No spoilers there. But more recently, the obvious, funerals, weddings, and from my own perspective, sporting events just get me for some reason, especially when my teams win. Like when Dublin won in 2011, after 16 years, I bawled my eyes out for a good hour, I'd say, afterwards. When Ireland won the Grand Slam in 2009 in the rugby, again, I bawled my eyes out. That's just something that happens to me. I can't explain it. I certainly don't get it from my dad. And I'm probably one of the few in my group of friends who do it as well. It's just one of those things. I can't explain it, Stephen.
Yeah, I cry very, very easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's sports-wise, I'm big into sports. It just gets me. I don't know what it is about crowds. When you see crowds reacting to victories or losses, that kind of gets me. Weddings and funerals as well get me. But like back in the day, I would have got a hard time now from my immediate circle of friends, definitely when at weddings or funerals, if I shed a tear. But now, I think more men, certainly my age and in my demographic and in my group, we'll be going down that route now, and I don't know if maturity is catching up in them or whether they're becoming families and a different side of them is coming out. But now the one guy in my group who doesn't cry at weddings or funerals is now the anomaly, and he's the one who gets the slagging nowadays, Stephen.
Is it a sign of weakness to cry?
Ah, no, come on. No way. I don't buy that. And I know a lot of lads out there will probably think this is crazy, but I don't think so at all. The easy way to describe it is I'm in touch with my emotional side. I don't know if that's true either, but it's not a sign of weakness. I mean, there are certain barriers. I mean, when I was talking to your research earlier, there's one area that I would absolutely never cry, and that doesn't work for some reason. I've never felt the need to either, but it's just something you have to keep a guard up and work. And I said, I don't know why, but every other walk of life, It's in play, I think, cry-wise, yeah.
I get embarrassed sometimes as to how easily I cry. Like, I'm a very emotional person. And
yeah, I mean,
there are bizarre circumstances during which I cry. You know, if I'm just bizarre that my eyes
like
well up.
I mean,
well, bizarre in that if I really care about something, and I'm arguing with someone, I feel the tears welling up my eyes sometimes.
Yeah, actually, and the last time, I mean, I was at a funeral recently, so that would certainly be the last time I cried. But yeah, I mean, in line with what you just said there, when Ireland passed the marriage referendum, my brother was gay. It was very close to me, and you probably saw the scenes from Dublin Castle that were beamed around the world. I mean, we got whipped up into a frenzy of emotion that day, and I think even people with stone hearts and glass eyes would have cried that day, and I certainly did. It was very, as I said, because of my brother, it was very close to home, and I'm happy to admit it, that day I cried a few times as votes were counted, and seeing the people's reactions and seeing how altruistic the country had become, it was an incredible gesture by the people of Ireland, and yeah, so that was something that was very close to my heart, and certainly that would have created a few tears that day.
I think people would be surprised to think that you cry, Stephen. You know, you seem like kind of a hard-faced man.
But I'm not. I'm a big softy behind the scenes.
Do you cry easily?
Very, very. That's what I've just spent the last
I wasn't listening. I was in there arguing with everyone.
Yes. I cry
over songs.
Exceptionally
and
easily.
See, you like Bette Midler now that I think about it. So is it that kind of wind beneath my wings? Does that get you weepy?
I cry when I watch a kind of tearjerker on telly, I cry.
Yes. Anything in particular? Like, is there a movie that you watch? If I'm honest, have you ever seen Beaches?
No.
Beaches, you'd like it. It's a Bette Midler movie, and it's very sad, and it makes me cry if I watch it to the end.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I know someone that watches Beaches but only watches it halfway through because then it gets sad. You should watch it. You'd like it.
Like, have you ever, when's the last time you actually cried out loud? Not just a wee kind of tear down your eye.
Well, that's different though, because that for me was probably a funeral, which is different again. You can't really help yourself then. But have you ever seen a movie called Up? It's a Disney movie.
What bizarre movies do you watch?
Up, it's a Disney movie. It's a kids movie.
Never heard of it.
Have you ever seen it, Dara? Is he away?
Dara, have you gone? Dara's gone. As soon as you come
it's
on
a kids movie, and the first 5 minutes of it are horrific in that it is one of the saddest things I've seen. And sometimes it's hard to control yourself. You know, you sit there with a pillow trying to hide the tears, you know?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Dara. Yeah, you're still there.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm still there. Yeah, I just had a few tears running down my face I had to sort out.
Movies sometimes do have that effect on you, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, I could watch Titanic 100 times over and there'd be no effect at all. But certain movies that you would consider real tearjerkers don't have that effect on me. But then other movies that you might necessarily like, I mean, as I said, the Rocky movie when his coach died, or as you were discussing there, Up, that opening scene is amazing.
Isn't it horrific though, Dara? For a kids' movie, it's really quite tough to watch.
Yeah, but I mean, certainly a certain age, but like if you're 4 or 5, maybe 6 years old, you probably wouldn't get the emotion of it. So yeah. Ignorance is bliss at that age. I mean, yeah, sure, maybe young teens would find it hard and might be a tough watch, but
okay.
It sets the tone for the entire movie. I just think, that was a piece of genius, all right, yeah, in movie.
Okay. Oh, we're going to play a wee bit of sad music at the end, all right.
Just to get you going. Have you ever cried on air, Stephen? Seriously?
I cried on air. I think I have actually.
You have.
I think I have.
When you're in America.
Shush, now don't start talking over Elvis.